perfect world, I'd get the one of the mobiles in the car that would cover me for all, you know, VHF, UHF, and 800 BMR and P25. So I'd have, you know, multi-protocol, multi-band, and that's all I'd need. And I just have the one radio in my car, and that would handle everything, including all my 800 stuff. You know, so, you know, that's why that one's, you know, that a lot of people don't need that, right? And, you know, and there are other options. You can kind of start dabbling in this field if you don't need the 800 part. And the 800 adds a lot of money because that's where you got to have all the, you know, P25 type 1 and type 2 trunking. They each ka-ching. They add money to the cost. And, you know, and if you're going to be doing the stuff I do, you're looking at buying encryption modules and multi-key and ka-ching. It just keeps adding up. So, you know, you don't need all that if you're using it strictly for ham radio. And you can start peeling off, you know, quite a bit of money to get it, you know, into something that's very, very suitable for us. But anyhow, yeah, in the perfect world, I'd have, like, one of the tri-band multi-protocol radios in the car. And, you know, and then, you know, a multi-protocol tri-band radio handheld for everything else. But again, now we're talking two radios. That's again, I said crazy talk. If I just get the mobile, I'd consider myself done, because yeah, I can do whatever, you know, on the fly, you know, get somewhere. Okay, what are we running? Oh, we're running DMR. Okay, grab the DMR radio. Oh, we're running P25, grab the P25 radio. They all have analog, you know, what band, you know, it doesn't matter. Dual banders, you know, there's just a lot of options. But in the car, I just like to keep it clean. One simple multi-band, multi-protocol radio, call it a day. That's my goal.